are troubled on every side, yet without sin, perplexed but not in despair, persecuted but not forsaken. Even in trials, we are not forgotten. That's why in all these things, we are more than conquerors, pressing the upward wing. And we feel in our bodies the dying of our Lord every day. Every day, yeah. For we are vessels of honor, set aside unto the Master's use. Thank you, Lord. Yeah, He did form you. Yeah, He did choose vessels of honor. Vessels of honor, set aside unto the Master's use. Thank you, Lord. And they who before you knew, you need to choose vessels of honor. Our Lord was tempted on every side, yet without sin, that we could reign with Him. Proven to be the true Savior, Lord and King, blessed Redeemer. That's why in all these things, we are more than conquerors, pressing the upward wing. And we feel our bodies the dying of our Lord every day, yeah. For we are vessels of honor, set aside unto the Master's use. Thank you, Lord. Them He did born you, them He did choose. Vessels of honor, vessels of honor, set aside unto the Master's use. Thank you, Lord. In Him He born you He did choose. Vessels of honor, now we give in a sacred trust to fulfill His word. In this hour of destruction, surely goodness and mercy will be with us despite the condition. Whoa, that's why in all these things, we are more than conquerors, pressing the upward wing. And we feel in our bodies the dying of our Lord every day. Every day, yeah. For we are vessels of honor, set aside unto the Master's use. Thank you, Lord. Yeah, He did born you, yeah, He did choose vessels of honor. Aside unto the Master's use. Thank you, Lord. Yeah, He did born you. Yeah, He did choose vessels of honor. Amen. Praise God, Gentile warriors, vessels of honor. Let's keep pressing on. It's not far. We'll be home soon. It won't be long. Amen. Let's sing. Let's sing that song. There's a land of milk and honey. Amen. We can see it afar. There is a land of milk and honey.
Jesus loves me. Amen. We're not singing of a God of old, but we're singing of a God of right now, present. He knows my need and He knows your need. Amen. In fact, let's sing that song, He Knows My Name, because the time is gone. Amen. He knows my name, knows my street, knows my situation. Amen. Nothing too big, nothing too small. He's bigger than all my problems. Amen. We'll sing that song one day. I have a name.
changing you. We have come with open hearts, rolling the ancient words in.
Watch again, let's sing again.
Oh, ancient words, ever true, changing me and changing you. We have come, Lord, with open hearts. Oh, let the ancient words impart.
Oh, yes, Lord Jesus of the truth. We thank you, Lord. Oh, let us all pray and say, Lord, we thank you, God. Oh, for the word of life. Oh, for the word of faith. The Lord you preserved for us. For this age that we are in, Lord. Oh, Father, we look at the sin that's around us, Lord. We look at the evil that's going around, Lord. But, Father, oh, in this situation, in this condition, Lord, oh, there has been, oh, your word of God that has prepared your children, Lord, that has changed your children, Lord Jesus. Oh, Father, we thank you, we bless you, Lord. We give glory to you, Lord. The Lord Jesus, you look down, and your grace, oh Lord, oh, was sufficient for us, Lord. Father, you knew our names, and you called us. Oh, you predestinated us, Lord. Oh, to conform to the image of you, God, Lord. Oh, blessed be your name, Lord. The Lord Jesus, you shown this love unto us by calling us, choosing us, Lord Jesus. Oh, to be the elect of you, O God. Oh, we bless you, Lord Jesus. Nothing could change us, Lord. Nothing could turn us, Lord, except this word of yours, Lord. We give glory to you, Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, God. We bless you, Lord. Oh, glory, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Oh, thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, God. Oh, we bless you, Lord Jesus. We bless you, Lord. We give all the glory to you. Yes, Lord Jesus, your children say, thank you, O God. We give glory to you, Lord Jesus. How we appreciate you, Lord. Father, when we look at the world we are living in, O Lord, it takes, Lord Jesus, these words of faith, these words of life, O God, oh, to make us what we are today, Lord. Father, we thank you, not for anything good that we have done, but Lord, before the foundation of the world, Lord, according to your word, we were in you, O God. You knew us, Lord Jesus, oh, and you predestinated us, Lord, to conform into the image of you, God. Oh, Lord, we say thank you, God, that you have chosen us, Lord, to be the manifestation of the sons of God in this time that we are living in. Oh, blessed be thy name, O Lord. And even tonight, Lord, as we have come, O Lord, we have come with faith, Lord. We've come with all reverence, Lord. We've come with all humility, Lord. Oh, knowing that, Lord Jesus, this same word of faith, Lord, we have come, O God, the Lord Jesus, your grace will come down tonight, Lord, and minister unto us, Lord Jesus, because, Lord, we want to pray, Lord, tonight, Lord Jesus, we want to pour our hearts, Lord, before you, knowing our needs, the Lord, oh, you will meet each and every one according to your grace, according to your mercies, according to your riches in glory, Lord. Oh, Lord Jesus, now come now, Lord, and take your word, O Lord Jesus, and make it alive unto us. We thank you, we bless you for many mercies you have given to us. We thank you, the Lord, we are in your presence, Lord. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, Lord, we pray with all thanksgiving. Amen. 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 As we are still standing, let's turn to the reading of the word now. That ancient word, that word of life, that word of faith. Oh, Lord, we thank you. We shall read two scriptures. And the scriptures we are going to read, we are going to read something like the Alpha and Omega. Amen. We are reading from Genesis 5 verses from the beginning, and then we go to the end. Revelation, the last words of our Lord Jesus Christ. So first, let's turn to Genesis 1. We shall read the first 3 verses, and then we jump to 11 and 12. And then our second reading, as you all know, the last book of the Word of Life, Revelation 22. We shall read the last portion of it, as from 16 to 21. I'll keep you standing for a while. Let's hear the word of God. In the beginning, God created heaven and the earth. And the earth was without form and void, and darkness was upon the face of the deep. And the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters. And God said, let there be light. And there was light. Let's go to 11. And God said, let the earth, closely listening, let the earth bring forth grass, and the herbs yielding seed, and the fruit tree yielding fruits after its kind, whose seed is in itself upon the earth. And it was so. And the earth brought forth grass, and herb yielding seed after his kind, and the tree yielding fruit whose seed was in itself after his kind. And God saw that it was good. Amen. Revelation 22, reading from 16 to 21. The first book and the last book. The Alpha and the Omega. Amen. The beginning and the end. I, Jesus, sent my angel to testify unto you these things in the churches. I am the root and the offspring of David, and the bright and morning star. And the Spirit and the bride say, come. Amen. Amen. And let him that heareth say, come. And let him that attest, come. And whosoever will, let him take the water of life freely. For I testify unto every man that heareth the words of the prophecy of this book. If any man shall add unto these things, God shall add unto him the plagues that are written in this book. Amen. And if any man shall take away from the words of the book of this prophecy, God shall take away his part out of the book of life, and out of the holy city, and from the things which are written in this book. He which testifieth these things saith, surely, I come quickly. Amen. Even so, come, Lord Jesus. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you all. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with us all. Let me add myself also to it. Amen. 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 Heavenly Father, truly you are the beginning and the end, the Alpha and Omega, the truth. Hallelujah. And no one, Lord Jesus, is like unto you. Tonight, Lord, having read these words of God, it takes only you, the author of your own word, Father, to bring it life unto us, Lord. Amen. Let your spirit now quicken the word, Lord. And Father, as we sit at your feet, we want to base our prayer upon your word, O God. Yeah. Tonight being a prayer meeting, Lord Jesus, we seek that, Lord, your spirit, Lord, will sweep over us tonight.
Amen.
And bring us to a place where, Lord, all our utterances, Lord, will be according to what you will for us. In the name of Jesus Christ, we pray with all thanksgiving. Amen. Amen. Shall we be seated? We thank the Lord for tonight, for this evening time. Amen. And we thank the Lord also that we are really seeing the Spirit moving, really moving in this church. How many believe that?
Amen.
Amen. And it becomes what? The evidence that Christ is in the midst of his church. Amen. Whenever the Spirit is moving, it shows that Christ is in the midst of his church. And he himself said it. Amen. When the island of Patmos, when he told John, he said, "These things saith him that holdeth what? The seven stars in his right hand." Amen. "And he whom walks in the midst of the seven candlesticks." Praise the Lord.
Amen.
He always walks in the midst of his church. Oh, praise the Lord. And so, as we see the Spirit moving in our midst in these days, we know that he is right in our midst. Praise the Lord. From the ministry to worship and songs, everything. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
There is really something moving. Amen. And the week also started with what? Real, strong and deep revealing words for the church. Starting from Sunday, our week started last Sunday, and look at the way how the Holy Spirit, praise the Lord, descended upon our homes.
Amen.
Oh, hallelujah.
Amen.
Bringing in what? The family life. Praise God. It was really a subject where we really needed, and the Holy Spirit brought it to us. Amen. Brethren, if we will all follow every part of what our portion is in our family home, oh, there will always be what?
Hallelujah.
Understanding, peace, and joy, and love. Amen. Because everyone has his part to play in the family life. Amen.
Mm.
And if in our homes there is no love, it cannot be possible that the house of God could be also love.
That's right.
Amen. Because he says, the scripture says, if you say you love your brother, then you must love what? God also. But you cannot say what? Love God and then hate your brother.
That's right.
Amen. And so, when we look at our positions in living in our family homes, we know what the husband, your portion to play. Wife, what your portion to play. Children, what your portion to play. Amen. Because it tells us that husbands, you do what? Love your wives. Amen. As Christ also loved the church, that even he did what? He died for it. Praise God. He died for it. He loved the church. So he said, husbands, love your wives. Amen. And then the wives also, you have your part to play. He said, wives, be submissive to your husbands. Praise God. Even as Sarah was so submissive to the husband till he called Abraham, my Lord.
Hallelujah.
Oh, hallelujah.
Amen.
How many wives call their husband my Lord? Amen. Praise the Lord. Yes, that's your submission, eh? Praise God. Call your husband my Lord. Amen. Praise the Lord. And then We the parents also, we have our part to play, both father and mother. It's a provoke not your children. You see? We have our part also to play. Provoke not your children. You see? And then the children, look, don't be laughing, don't be smiling. That your parents didn't provoke you. You too have your place to play. It's in the Bible. It said, children, obey. Obey your parents. Oh, praise the Lord. Obey your parents. Whatever they say, you must what? You must obey. Oh, yes, sir. So we had a wonderful time, even as Pastor said, that's the first part, so we are waiting for the second part. And then come Wednesday, oh, we had another wonderful revelation. Praise the Lord. As God asked him, where, what house will you build me? Amen. What house are you going to build me? And we know the scripture says, the Most High dwelleth not in the house that has been made by what? Hands. You see? Said, where is my dwelling place? Praise God. Said, heavens is my what? My throne. And the earth is my footstool. So what house are you going to build me? Or what is the place of my rest? Amen. And we see that the Holy Spirit, the way how it took the building of the tabernacle in the wilderness. Amen. The building of the tabernacle to type the kind of what? House that our Lord is looking to dwell in. See, all the materials that they brought together, it was what? They did it willingly. That's right. Amen. Willingly. Praise the Lord. Let's open to Exodus 35. I want you to show you something. Praise the Lord. I really, it's something that we need to. Because the natural type is the spiritual. Amen. If all the materials to build the tabernacle needed to be what? Brought willingly, a willing offering, then also the spiritual home he wants to live, it must be what? Willingly given. Praise the Lord. And we know that we are the temple of what? Of the living God. And so, he also, if he's going to live in us, it should be what? Something we present willingly. Amen. A free sacrifice and offering unto him. Oh, praise the Lord. You see. Look at, when you look at Exodus 35, 21. Look at something there. You see, 21. It said, and they came, everyone whose heart stirred him up, and everyone whom his spirit made willing. Oh, I love it. Praise the Lord. See? So that spiritual house also, the spiritual dwelling place, that's the same thing it does to go. Amen. And then when you come to 22, he said, and they came both men and women, as many as were willing-hearted. Oh, praise the Lord. Everything what? Willing, willing. Then look at verse 29. And he said, and the children of Israel brought a willing offering. Oh, glory be to God. See? So that spiritual home also, it should be what? Something we have to give willingly. Amen. A sacrifice that we, from our heart, we have to give unto him. A heart that is stirred up to what? To bring something, to prepare something for the Lord willingly. Amen. We thank the Lord that we are going through this kind of teachings and the Holy Spirit is really moving to bring all these things unto us. We thank the Lord. And tonight, We heard that our Lord, he's looking for a resting place, a dwelling place. So the other day I was reading this message book. The spoken word is the original seed. And then I came across, I've read it many times, but the last time I was reading, then I came across, my mind was drawn onto something. I said, well, let's see what the Lord can bring to us tonight. The prophet was talking about that. Faith also has a resting place.
Amen.
Hey, oh, hallelujah.
Amen.
God looking for a resting place, faith. Your faith also needs what? A resting place. Amen.
Amen.
Our faith also needs a resting place. Let me read that portion. Where the prophet said something on that. Spoken word is original seed. Paragraph 41. You see, when you look at the table, the old one, the paragraphs, it doesn't match with what? The message book. Praise the Lord. So, when I give this from the message book, so when I give the paragraph, you may not see it if you have the table, the old one, it will not probably match. But when you look at it, it is there. No word has changed. Every word is there. Praise the Lord. Amen. So, the spoken word is the original seed. Paragraph 41, the prophet was saying, but then when you take this written word to our brethren, he was talking about the denominationals. When you take them to our brethren, many of them say, well, them days isn't now. Another one say, it's just a history. The other one says, it's a book of poems. The other one says, the church has the right to change it. Then where do we stand? The prophet said, then where do we stand? Where is there a resting place for faith?
Amen.
Amen. So I use that for my topic tonight. Faith resting place. Where then will be the resting place for faith?
Hallelujah.
If the truth is given, and then someone has to say something else about what? About the word of God. Amen. Faith must have a resting place. Your faith must have what? A resting place.
Yes, sir.
There are many things around us. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
And men had now put their faith on many other things. Some have put their faith. They were resting their faith on what? On money. Some are resting their faith on what? Maybe on their jobs. Some are resting their faith on some man. Oh, praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Some bishop or some pope, their faith is upon what? That man. But meanwhile, we know, see, Paul cautioned the church of Corinthians. He cautioned them. Amen. He said, you see me when I come to you. You see, my speech and my preaching has never been by what? Enticing words of man's wisdom. But by the demonstration of the power of God, so that your faith will not stand on a man, will not rest on a man, but it will rest upon what? The power of God.
Amen.
Amen. See. Watch it. And so Paul went and said, I am determined not to see anything amongst you but God, Christ crucified.
Amen.
That's all what I want to see amongst you, Corinthians. Amen. That's what the Lord wants to see amongst us also. Nothing but what? Christ crucified in every life, in every brother, in every sister. So Paul cautioned them. So watch it. My preaching, my speech had never been what? By the enticing words of man's wisdom, but by the demonstration of the power of God, so that your faith will do what? Will rest upon the power of God. Amen. Our faith must find a resting place. Amen. That's what tonight we got to examine ourselves. Where have I rested my faith? Amen. Where? On what? Amen. Go to. Brother, it's good that we come to church every day. We are reading the message. But brother, inwardly begin to search. Hallelujah. And be sure that you have put your faith, you have found a resting place for your faith upon the power of God, upon God. Amen. So the prophet went on to say, he said, look, the word, what is the word? See? Look at what the word said, let there be light, and there was light. That's the word. Praise the Lord. He said, let what? The earth bring forth herbs of his kind. Fruits yielding tree, let them bring what? Fruits of his kind. And he said, and the earth what? Did it. Amen. So the word of God is powerful.
That's right.
Amen. He said, now this word of God is eternal. The prophet said, this word of God is what? Is eternal.
Amen.
God being infinite cannot speak one thing and then later on change it to something else, to a better decision, because every decision of God is perfect.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. He said, once his word, see, we are now trying to look at what the word is. Why? It is what? Right for you and me to put or to rest our faith upon the word of God. Amen. So the word of God, once spoken, it can never die. So if you put your faith on it, will you die? You will not die. So the word, it can never die. The reason why we must put our resting place, our faith upon the word, is that it lives on. Is that it lives on and on and on. It can never die because it is what? God.
Amen.
See. Is that his word can no more die than he can die. That's the reason we read in John 1:1. He said, in the beginning was the word, and the word was God, and the word was God. And the word was what? Made flesh to dwell amongst us. Amen. And he said, this same word that was spoken in the beginning with his eternal purpose. Amen. Eternal purpose.
Amen.
It came over and made flesh and dwelt amongst us. God's word. Eternal purpose. There is what? An eternal purpose. And what is this eternal purpose? The scripture says, he had already purposed in him. Amen. To predestinate you. Purpose in him. And so through that he made known of the mystery of his will. And the mystery of his will is to gather all of us into Christ. The mystery of what? Of God's will. Is to gather from heaven and earth Amen. Amen. From all corners, bring us together. In what? In Christ. Look at where we come from. Look at where we come from. Probably we can get about almost maybe 10 different world countries that we come from individually. But see the way how his eternal purpose, amen, has what? Brought us together. That is his, the mystery of his will. And we are what? That's why the other day we were talking about what? The bride is a mystery. Amen. Amen. He has brought us together under his will. He said, now the prophet asked, what is the word? He said, now, it is eternal. But meanwhile, it must not be tampered with. As we read, it must not be tampered with, added to, or taken away from. Amen. Amen. He said, now, if you will real understanding or try to be, you will see why I have took always the stand for the word of God. Because all other things must perish. Amen. God is eternal. Amen. Amen. All other things will perish. And so where are you going to place? What are you going to place your faith? Where is going to be the resting place of your faith? Because he said all other things will do what? Will perish. Amen. As Apostle Peter said, he said what? He said the day of the Lord will be like what? To be like a thief in the night, in which the heavens and the earth, it will do what? It will pass away with a great noise. Amen. And then he said, the elements shall be melt with a fervent heat, and the earth also, and the works that are therein shall be burned up. All will be burned. The works, the earth, and the works that are in the world, they will do what? They will be burned up. So when you put your faith on any other thing apart from the word, and all other things will perish, then you perish with it. Amen. Then you are going to perish with it. That's why we are being admonished to find a resting place for our faith. And the resting place of our faith is the word of God. Amen. Because he said, it will never die. It lives on and on and on. It is what? It is eternal. He said, his word is eternal. Amen. The word of God continually goes on. Amen. So, now, he said, this word, the reason why many Christians now are seeing what the word differently, it's all because of what? Misinterpretation. He said, now, with my faith in the word like that, then I cannot take some private interpretation for the Bible. For the Bible says that the Bible is of no private interpretation. So, my brother, let's watch it. The way how the word stands, that's the way how we go to word, believe it. Amen. And so he was saying here that the Roman church said they are right. Or is it the Greek church that is right? Or some other churches that is right? Is it the Lutherans? Is it the Baptist, Methodist, Presbyterian? Or who is right? When there is such difference in them, one is far as east is from the west, from the other. So where? And so he said, if men bring it one way, the other way, with their difference of denomination, there is no way to set a faith surely on any of them. Amen. You can never put your faith in any of them. Praise the Lord. That is why, brethren, one thing is that we got to always be thankful to our Lord. Brethren, truly, we got to, from the deep of our hearts, realize that the Lord has done something so great for us. Amen. Because he said, the prophet said, the love of God, what is the real love of God? He said, the love of God is what? Election.
Amen.
The love of God is what? Election.
Amen.
That he has what? Chosen you.
Amen.
Amen. He has chosen you. Election. From amongst all, which all the time the prophet said, millions in sin, and but what? God, what? Called me. That is where, brethren, we must always in our prayer, don't forget to mention this, that Lord, I thank you for your love. Your love being that you have called me out. You have elected me. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
There's no other love that is greater than that. Which we go toward, always appreciate the Lord for what he has done for us. He has opened our eyes for us to know the truth. For us to know deception. He has opened our ears that we can hear from his channel. And if it is not by his channel, it never enters here. Oh, praise the Lord. It can never enter unless it is what we know that this is him. Then we can say amen.
Amen.
But if it is not him, there's no way that inner man is going to shout amen.
Amen.
Praise God.
Amen.
Even the music that goes around. You go through the city. There are some, I don't know how they call it, some what? Pop and some, what do they call it?
Hip-hop
and whatever they call it. You just hear it as well, sound. Praise the Lord. You just hear it as well, sound. It has nothing to do with you. Give glory to God. Then you see another man also tapping his foot like this. The song going deep into him. Oh, praise the Lord. You see it? Tapping. And even, see, just with the body, just running the rhythm with it. But you hear it, it just goes, it becomes like what? A noise in your ears.
Right.
Oh, praise the Lord. For this reason, let's always give glory to God. He's giving us ears to hear only the word of God. To hear from him. Eyes to see and perceive that this is the truth. Amen. He said, if we are going to be judged by the word, then God will be an unjust God. You see, he's now trying to come with, okay, what about all this confusion now? He said, God, would there be an unjust God to put such a confusion on earth? And a poor human mind so baffled, it doesn't know what to do. And one will join this one and then join that one. You see, people from one church to another, they are trying to find a place, a resting place for their faith. The poor fellow trying to think, he's trying to find a right place. He will listen to this denomination, and then he will listen to another denomination. This one seems to be better than the other. He will go, and the first thing, he's back to the first place again. He doesn't know what to do. Brother, could you imagine this? But if God is going to judge the world by something, it will be by his word. We are still talking about the word. Why we must put what? Our faith upon what? The word. The resting place of our faith. Why we should what? Put it upon the word. Because it's the word that is going to judge the world. Amen. See? So you have to come back again to something that faith has to rest on. And to mine is on what? The word of God. The prophet said, my faith is what? Is on the word of God. Believing that this Bible is God's program for the people. And it has always been so. Amen. God's program for the people. The Bible is what? God's program for his people. Amen. Amen. And so, brethren, there must be what we call an absolute. Amen. Amen. There must be something that's what? Absolute. That's why I said there's got to be, and this message will be an absolute preaching shipwreck. Shreveport, 1963. He said, there's got to be somewhere that somebody's word is final. There's got to be somewhere. Amen. Where we could what? Put our faith to rest. There's got to be a place. There's got to be somewhere that somebody's word is final. The Pope has his word. A bishop has his word. Presby has his word. Methodists have their word. Amen. But there's got to be somewhere that somebody's word is final. Amen. And then the prophet said, amen. I feel real good right now. Glory. Hallelujah. There's got to be something that is final. And I'm glad of that. Said, I am now. See, there's somebody who can say, it is sin. Amen. It is not sin. Amen. I'm glad of that. Amen. That's what the prophet is saying. Amen. Amen. See? But there is an absolute. There has to be an absolute. There must be an absolute. And there is an absolute. And that is the word. Amen. Oh, let's listen to that please again. He said, but there is an absolute, and there has to be an absolute, and there must be an absolute, and there is an absolute, and that is what? That's the word. Amen. And what others say, it doesn't matter. He said, what others say, it doesn't matter, my brother. He said, yes, sir. Praise God. There always had to be an absolute. If there is no absolute, brother, is what? It's always a confusion.
Yes, sir.
It's always chaos.
That's right.
Amen. So the prophet was giving an example of an umpire or a referee. Mm-hmm. Amen. In a game. He said, in the game where there is no umpire, where there is no referee, amen, you see how confused the whole place will be. Amen. Players praying, they are playing, and there is no referee. You could just imagine. Amen. See? If there hasn't been an absolute, my brother, where would it have been? We'll be in chaos. We'll be in confusion. Amen. Because someone will just whack my leg and I will say, that's foul. So, this one is not foul. Praise the Lord. You see the confusion. Amen. There must be an absolute. And that absolute will always what? Say, this is what? This is foul. This is it. So we have gotten an absolute to tell us this is what? This is the truth. This is what? This is the way. Amen. Got an absolute. And that absolute is what? Is the word. Amen. He said the same thing also, like the traffic light. Amen. If there is no traffic light at the junction, you see the chaos and the accidents that will cause. But always there is what? The traffic light to say, you go. You stop. Amen. Praise the Lord. We must be very careful. We got to obey. Always what? The traffic light. He said, I'm glad that for an absolute, no arguing. We have an absolute and there is no arguing to whatever the word of God says. Amen. Amen. No need of arguing. The umpire said, strike. That is what it is. Mark it up in your mind. It is strike and go on. So now, if we have put our faith upon the word of God, what the word says, it is our absolute. Amen. When it says this, you got to what? You got to obey it. That shows that you have put your faith upon the word of God. Because you obey everything that what? The umpire is telling you. The referee is telling you. The green light or the red light is telling you. That shows that you have put what? Your faith upon the word of God. Amen. He said, when God says anything, that's the way it is. No need of arguing about it. We have accepted that now the word is what? Is our faith resting place. And so now, whatever the word says, amen, we got to obey. We got to live by it. There's no arguing. That will prove, that will be the evidence that you have truly placed your faith upon what? Upon the word of God. You have found a resting place for your faith. Because whatever he says, you obey it. No arguing about it. When God says anything, that's the way it is. No need of arguing about it. That's what it is. He says so. That's the Christian absolute. That is, if he is a Christian, God said, do it this way. And that's the way it's got to be done. No arguing. Amen. Amen. He says so. And that is the Christian's absolute. Oh, praise the Lord. Amen. Brethren, we thank the Lord that we look at what? The confusion. This age that we are in, the reason why we go to really appreciate our God, that in this age that we are living in, it is what? The most evil of all ages. How the whole army of the prince of the air, they are all against what? They are all against this world, destroying this world. So this world that we are living in, we have what? Noah's day. We have Noah's day. And he said, Noah's day when the wickedness of man was so great on earth and every imagination of their thoughts of his heart was only evil continually. Is it true? That's the place, that's the where we are living in. Praise the Lord. We are living Noah's day. Then we are living at the same time in Lot's day. Lot's day, when men, living the natural use of women, burn in their lust, one towards another, men with men, working what? That which is what? Unseemly. Is it true? The other day, I just flashed my this. I wanted to read it from the news that Germany also now they have what they've signed. Same word, same marriage. The whole thing is spreading now. Lost day. That's what we are going through. And then at the same time, in this our day, is what? It's a perilous time.
That's right.
So now look, Noah's day, Lost day, perilous time. And perilous time, you know it already. Amen. Said in the last day, perilous time shall come, and men shall be lovers of their own selves, having the form of godliness, but what? Denying the power thereof. Amen. And then it has remained the last one. Watch. Four. The last one, you know it already. Laodicea condition. Look at all these things that are against the world now. Noah's day, Lord's day, perilous time, Laodicea condition, all working against what? The world now. But look at where God has chosen you, brought you out. Amen. So we must now totally, completely, brother, our faith. Now we have seen that now it has got a resting place. And that is what? The word of God. Let's put our faith upon the word of God and obey every word. Amen. No arguing. Bradley has been a military man. He knows it already. Amen. Obey before what? Oh, I don't know. Obey before command or what? Praise the Lord. You obey before you begin to ask your commander. But commander, that place is very dangerous for me to go. Go! You take your accoutrements and you set run. You are going. Amen.
Amen.
Oh, praise the Lord.
Amen.
That is what? The soldiers of the cross also. Whatever the word says, we don't argue.
That's right.
That shows that we have found a resting
Amen.
Place for our faith.
Amen.
Amen. So my brother, look at all these conditions that are against what? The children of God. Laodicea, now look at herself. She said, rich and increasing goods and had no need of nothing. See? They are neither cold nor hot. They are what? Lukewarm. So look, my brother, if all these things, we allow them, we lower the bar, my brother, definitely, it will what? It will come true. Amen. So the bar of faith must always be raised. The bar of faith must always be raised.
Amen.
Do you see the competition? Athletic competition, when it comes to the high jump or the pole vault. Amen. When someone, a competitor, has been able to clear the bar, do they bring it down?
No.
Oh, amen. Do they bring it down?
No.
They do what? They raise the bar.
Amen.
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 So that's the way how our faith must always be. Raising the bar. After we've cleared this one, we raise it. We clear it. We raise it. It doesn't go down.
Right.
Oh, hallelujah.
Amen.
Brethren, tonight, we want to tell the Lord that, Lord, tonight we are going to give a thanksgiving to the Lord in prayer that he has given us this grace to be able. My brothers, my sister, look at the way how. Anyway, I'm not trying to be this thing, but brother, my sister, I look at this situation where God has placed me. I consider it so much, so great. Because I know what I have passed through. Amen. And now what he has made me. Amen. I don't know if I had still continued in that way, where would I have been? I don't know. And so, youth,
As you have gotten this grace right from now, never let it slip in your hands. Because out there, there is nothing to give you. The world has nothing good to give you. My brother, my sister, youths, one thing you got to watch. There around you, your peers, they are the most influential on your life. Amen. They are the ones, your peer groups, your classmates, your college mates. They are the most people that have influence over you. But you can just one day, turn your back. Amen. And said, it is over. Now I turn to Christ.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord. And open your arms and say, Lord, here I come. So tonight, let us also be praying for our youth.
Amen.
As many that are still not have their faith is still hanging around, not on the word. All things will perish. But he said, only my word lives on. It can never fail you. So we will tonight also be remembering all the house here, our children that are still struggling. Amen. We need to what? Back them with prayer. We need to back them with prayer, brethren. And we know one of these days, God will lay hands upon them. One of these days, they will meet their backside like Moses met at the backside. One of these days, they will meet their road to Damascus. And the light will turn them round. But it is what? It is prayer, remembering them all the time in prayer. Brethren, let's do that because there's nothing that you find as a resting place for your faith that will ever bring you life than what? Than the word of God.
That's right.
So tonight, as we have Friday as our prayer meetings, we are going to pray for one another, especially in this house, the needs of this house. Because look at what the word of God, it does. If you put your faith in it, if that's where your faith is resting, look at what it does. So let there be light, and there was light. Amen. So the same thing, let us speak it, my brother.
Amen.
With that same faith, the needs of this house. There are still many, many years, they are still looking for documents. We've got to remember them in prayer. There are many other homes that are looking for what? The fruit of the womb. He has done it in our midst, and so he will do it again. Because as Moses, when Pharaoh told him that, look, okay, you people can go, but leave your cattle and sheep and everything behind. Moses said, huh? What are you telling me? He said, even the hoof of our what? Our cattle, we will not leave behind.
Amen.
So as a body of Christ, let us not leave anyone behind.
Amen.
Let's take all into the promised land.
Amen.
Remembering each and everyone in prayer. As the musicians, they come tonight, we are going to pray. Committing the needs of this house into the hand of the Lord. Thanking the Lord that he has given us a place where we can put our faith. We have found a resting place for our faith. And upon where we have put our faith now, Lord, one thing we know, the word, it has power.
Amen.
The word, it has what? It has power to create. It has power to heal. It has power to restore.
Right.
Amen. And so that's where our faith is tonight, Lord. Our faith is upon that word that has power to restore As we heard that last Friday, amen. What the canker worms and the caterpillars have eaten. Let those years go. Say, those years, I will restore them.
Amen.
And when you are praying, if you know the name, mention that name. That person's name. Say, Lord, I commit my son. I commit this, my brother, my sister. Mention that person's name. And stamp it. Say, Lord, tonight, it is a burden upon my heart. It's a burden that, Lord, no one is to be left behind. We are all going together. Yes, because we are one body in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Reach out. Reach out. Touch the Lord. Yes, He goes by.
Sing it, I just hope.
tonight, that is what the word, the Holy Spirit had laid upon our hearts. He said, a resting place of your faith. And we have placed our resting place, our faith upon the word. And now, we know that the word, it can deliver. We know that the word, it can restore. We know that the word has power to bring back, to the old estate. We know that the word, it has deliverance. So tonight, as we have placed our faith upon the word, our faith has found a resting place on the word. The word can do everything. Everything it can do it. And tonight, we want to remember every brother, every sister in this church who is in need. Upon the basis of where our faith is. So, just speak to the Lord. Say, Lord, I found a resting place. My faith has found a resting place. And it is upon the word. And I know what the word can do. And you said, whoever heareth this word, he said, come. Lord, we have come tonight. He said, let him take the water of life freely, Lord. We are here tonight to take that water of life freely. He said, the spirit and the bread say, come. Oh, Lord.
Hallelujah.
That means, Lord, the spirit and the bread, they say the same thing. You, Christ, and your bread say the same thing, the same power, the same authority. So, Lord, we come. We are not leaving anyone behind. Tonight, Lord, it's a burden upon our hearts. Individually, I can call my brother. I can call, I want to call Denzel. Oh, Lord Jesus. Oh, Lord. In the name of Jesus Christ. Protect that boy. Protect him, Lord Jesus. Keep him safe, Lord. And Father, I pray that he will meet his Damascus. Lord, cross his way. Cross his way, Lord. My faith is upon the word, Lord. And the word says, come, and no one can stop it. Let there be light, and there should be light. Lord Jesus, my heart is burdened tonight for my boy. In the name of Jesus Christ, I destroy all powers around him. Every works of darkness around him, Lord. We pull them down. We uproot them. We destroy them. Every grove, every high places, all imaginations against him. In the name of Jesus Christ, Lord, we are asking for restoration. Lord, as many, not Denzel alone, that as many, the Lord Jesus, our children, we want to bring all of them in now. We are bringing them all in now. Our families. Tonight, Lord Jesus, our faith is upon the word. We found a resting place upon your word, O God, and we know what your word can do. Oh Lord, we are trusting in you. We are trusting in you, Lord. And we know that, Lord Jesus, even this coming youth meeting, something will happen. Something will happen. Faith is telling us. Lord Jesus, there are many needs in this house. Our young ones, many have reached the place where, Lord Jesus, they need their partners. In the name of Jesus Christ, Lord, you look at Adam and you said, oh, Adam should not live alone. He needs a helpmate. So the first institution you made was marriage. You made a woman for him. Lord, that first institution of yours, it prevails to today. Lord Jesus, the knees of your children in this house, we commit all into your hands. Reach out. Reach out. And touch each and every one, Lord, amongst us. Where, Lord, we fall short, we ask the Lord Jesus, the Holy Spirit, Lord, will fill that vacuum. We don't want that place to be left, Lord, empty. We want, Lord Jesus, your very self, of God, to fill every vacuum in our lives, Lord. My brother, my sister, call upon someone's name. You know that person's need. Commit him or her. Tell the Lord, Lord, I'm burdened tonight. So much burdened, Lord. I have no place, Lord, to put my faith but upon your word, O God. There's no other place I've found but upon your word. So tonight, Lord Jesus, upon that word, O God, upon the basis of your promises, which has never failed, which is always true, I declare, I restore, I bring to pass, I make it anew. In the name of Jesus Christ, those who are looking for jobs, the right job, that will not take them away, oh Lord. The jobs that even they require you to work on Sundays. Lord Jesus, help your children. Help us, Lord. We are your body. The body that, Lord Jesus, you said you present to yourself. Now you in the midst of your church, Lord, it makes a difference. We know the Lord. We need to go through trials. It makes us strong. Yet, Lord Jesus, you said we should ask and it shall be given unto us. We should seek and we shall find. We should knock and it shall be opened unto us. We are doing exactly, Lord, according to your word of God. Our faith rests, Lord, upon all these promises that, Lord, you have given to us. Yes, all other things will perish. Heaven and earth will pass away. This earth and the works that are in, they will all be burned off. Where could we lay our faith? Lord, it's only your word which will not pass away. You are our absolute, Lord. You are our absolute. And we are resting upon the absolute. We are leaning, Lord, upon you. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you. Wonderful Jesus. Thank you, Lord. From tonight, Lord, we know where our faith is now. From tonight, Lord, we know the resting place of our faith. And we will never back out, Lord. We will always remember, Lord. We will always remember, Lord, where our faith is. Bless you, Lord. Bless you. Bless you. Heavenly Father, tonight, your children, the church, your bride, your living saints, many are on their knees with their hearts bowed, all lost in you, their thoughts, mind, everything, Lord. Tonight you have spoken that all things will pass away, but your word will never pass away. It lives on because your word is God. And tonight, Lord, there is something in us. A man has to put his faith on something. Lord, tonight, we've already made that decision that we don't want to perish, Lord. So, Lord, we find a resting place for our faith. It's upon the word of God. And that, Lord Jesus, upon the word, we have placed our request before you. The church has prayed. You have heard individually, Lord, They've mentioned names. And Lord, we know it is recorded. It's before you now. Lord, let your mercy, your grace, Lord, be upon these names. And every request that Lord Jesus, behind every name, Lord. Father, we pray in the name of Jesus Christ. That Lord, we want to move as one body. We don't want to leave anyone behind. Lord, if it is restoration, your word restores. If it is deliverance, it's only your word that can deliver. If it is salvation, it's only your word that saves. So Lord Jesus, tonight, all requests of God, we ask through the name Jesus Christ. Amen. The Lord, you will meet every request tonight. Lord, we plead. Look down upon us. Look at the burden upon us, Lord. We know that, Lord, many a time, these things happen because, Lord, you want us to see your glory. You want us to see that you are God. So you allow these things to happen. But at your appointed time, Lord, you come in and restore everything, Lord. So, Father, that's what we are looking forward to, Lord. To take these things as testimonies and glorify your name. That from that day, oh yes, it was a change. My request, Lord. It met, Lord Jesus, your mercies and your grace. Heavenly Father, even as we pray, we want to pray and commit, Lord Jesus, as many of our brethren who weren't able to come for good reasons, Lord. Father, be with them. Keep them, Lord Jesus. Lord, quicken something in them, Lord, that their also faith, Lord, will be upon your word, O God. And even, Lord, we don't want to forget, Lord, our pastor, Lord, the Lord Jesus. Commitment has called him to another place, Lord. Father, we pray that, Lord Jesus, the family of that sister, Lord, you will comfort them. We know that, Lord Jesus, she is, Lord, somewhere, O God. You have known her life. Father, you are the only one that decide, O God, but Lord, we commit her into your hands. And the family at this time, Lord, Lord Jesus, you encourage them. Lord, we commit your church into your hands. The desire upon the heart of your people, Lord, to give willingly, O Lord, to build a place of worship, Lord. Father, man will put his own target, but Lord, we know that the Lord Jesus, your own. Oh, yes, Lord. It will meet, O Lord Jesus, what you have prepared, O God, even before the foundation of the world for us. You will build a house for us. There are many things that, Lord, you know the church needs, which we weren't able even to, Lord, to mention. But, O God, anything that, Lord, we failed to even call, Lord Jesus, call them for us. Once again, Lord, we look forward for an answer. As the prophet said, you are not a God that we only pray to, but you are a God that answers back. Answer back, Lord. Answer back, Lord. And bring to pass, Lord Jesus, the faith of the church upon your word, God. So that, Lord, we can continue, Lord, with testimonies, glorify your name. When we come in here, Lord, we want to glorify your name. We want to hear testimonies that, Lord Jesus, will glorify you. Lord, as you brought us in, we commit our going back also, Lord, into your hands. Grant us genuine mercies, Lord. Even tomorrow, keep us, Lord Jesus, in meditation, waiting for Sunday that, Lord, we will meet here again with your spirit moving once again, Lord, through your church, O God. We commit all into your hands. In the blessed name of our Lord Jesus Christ, we pray with all thanksgiving. Amen. A friend of Jesus.